This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Now, the last time Signe Johansson joined us for Cook the Perfect, it was to discuss her book Solo, The Joy of Cooking for One, and she made late-night ramen noodles. Today, in the festive spirit, we're discussing her book Spirited, How to Create Easy, Fun Drinks at Home, and she will be mixing the perfect oolong, whiskey and spice punch. Signe, oolong is tea. Why does tea work well in a punch?
Well, that's a very good question. Oolong tea has a broad spectrum of flavours. So you get fruity elements, you get smoky elements. It's actually considered the wine of tea. So it's much more versatile as an ingredient than, say, green tea or standard black tea. And it's a lovely colour as well. You get this sort of rich kind of rust colour from the tea that's made. I really like adding teas to drinks because they add a bit of depth and you get some tannins as well. It's also fantastic if you're making a non-alcoholic version of this punch, so it, you know, to give it a bit of backbone and some extra flavour. And of course, you could use something like Lady Grey or Earl Grey tea instead. But it's a great ingredient to have on standby for drinks like this.
So how do you put this particular punch together?
Well, we have a bottle of whiskey, which I'm going to open.
Not much left in it.
Oh, well. It is the festive season, after all. We have had a few scotches recently. So we've got a bottle of scotch, which we're going to pour into the mixing bowl, our punch bowl. And we also got some Campari, which gives a wonderful colour to this particular punch. It gives this kind of coral colour. So it looks particularly festive.
Because it's a really quite bright red, isn't it?
It is. It's that kind of crimson red. So it's a fantastic ingredient, not only for flavour, but just colour. Because, you know, drinks, we obviously treat drinks the same way that we drink treat food. We look at them with our eyes and we think, oh, that looks enticing. That looks bright and cheering. So I'm going to add some of that to give a bit of colour. And, of course, the bitterness that you get from Campari gives a bit of extra structure and depth of flavour. And we also have, in fact, speaking of bitters, we have Angostura bitters, which are fantastic. They're a really good ingredient to have in your store cupboard. Delicious on their own, actually, with some soda water and a slice of lemon as a kind of post-sports tonic, if you fancy that kind of thing. But also it gives a great colour. It's a sort of deep, kind of rusty orange colour. So again, a nod to that festive look of the drink. And then, let's see, we have some spiced sugar syrup. Now, this has been made in advance. I made this yesterday, and it's actually worth making quite large batches of this if you are planning to do some festive entertaining at Christmas. It's so easy. Like, all you make is a simple sugar syrup, so 50-50 sugar and water, and then you infuse the spices that you'd like to add to it. So I've added all the classics.
Go on, what's in there?
I've got cinnamon, star anise, peppercorns, cardamom pods, clove, and ginger. And I've also added some lemon and some clementine peel, which gives that extra citrusy flavour.
Now, we're not actually giving amounts for this. You're just tipping stuff in. Does one have to measure everything?
I mean, the recipe obviously calls for specific proportions, but I always say that the best thing is to make it according to taste. So add, you know, a certain amount of each ingredient, build the drink, and then taste it and see what's missing. So, you know, if you think laterally like a cook, for example, who's always tasting a sauce or a stew, adding a little bit of extra sweetness to the drink might offset some of the bitterness. Adding more lemon juice or clementine juice would add a bit more freshness to it. So there's, if you think of along the lines of someone who's creating a dish, when you create a cocktail, they're exactly the same principles. So finding that right balance is really important. And often recipes can be too prescriptive in that direction because not everyone has I have quite a sour palate. I like sour, tangy things, but not everyone does. So the best thing is to kind of use that as a formula to start with and then adjust as necessary.
So when does the tea go in?
So the tea is going in now. We've got our infused tea, which is quite a lovely pale, kind of pale golden colour. You can obviously make it darker by adding more tea, but the risk is that you kind of overwhelm the flavours of the punch if you have too much tea. So that's gone in there, and I will do also some lemon and some clementine, very festive flavours. So I'm going to actually grate some of the clementine zest into it. So the great thing about one of these little microplane graters is that they really get your citrus zest very fine. So it's perfect for drinks like this where you're not kind of chomping away at big slices of citrus peel.
And will you put the peel of the lemon in as well? Or a slice of the lemon?
Well, we could put a slice in just for a more decorative effect. But that smell, that kind of wonderful sort of citrus smell that comes out, is so uplifting. I'm particularly drawn to these flavours at this time of year, I think, as most of us are, because, you know, we need a bit of cheering up, especially now that it's getting dark at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we've got some lemon juice. Let's squeeze that in. I mean, lemon is just one of those ingredients that you should always have in your kitchen. It's a lifesaver for so many things, both as a cook and as a, you know, drinks enthusiast. It helps to lift any drink beyond the sum of its parts.
And we're nearly there with this one then, aren't we? I'm going to have to say to you, I'm prepared to sniff this drink and describe what it smells like. Because I've got a very long day ahead, I'm not going to taste it. And it has to be said, a lot of people these days don't drink alcohol anymore. Why do you suppose that trend has become so prevalent?
Well, that's an excellent question. I mean, certainly, I realise I say this as someone who's just made a punch, but I'm actually a moderate drinker. I very often will just have one drink if I go out, and sometimes I choose not to have an alcoholic drink. And I think drinking habits have changed quite dramatically in recent years, particularly amongst younger people who, for whatever reason, feel like they can't afford necessarily to have a hangover the next day, or they just want to feel more clear-headed. I mean, we know the health effects, obviously, of too much alcohol in our bodies. You know, it's not great for our liver, for our general well-being, for various illnesses that might develop in life. So I think part of it is that people are more health conscious, but also sometimes you just don't feel like it. It's, you know, you don't have to have a good time. You don't have to have a drink to have a good time. And I think you can have a non-alcoholic drink and
but
be just as jolly.
You have set up a group for women who enjoy whiskey and other spirits. Why? I think you called it Spirited Women.
That's right. Yes, we have. I mean, it's a very informal network of gals who like to get together over a well-crafted drink. And it doesn't have to be whiskey, although we obviously like to encourage women to get into whiskey. Women are the fastest growing demographic for whiskey drinking, which is considered for a long time a man's drink. But really the idea is that women can get together in a very casual way, not having to kind of go down that sort of Sex and City route of sitting in cocktail bars and our high heels and our finery, but rather just, you know, you can literally show up in your pajamas and sit and have a drink together and talk about whatever we feel like. You know, we can talk about the books that we've read or politics. I mean, ideally not politics, but but if someone feels like they'd like to talk about it. So really, it's just a kind of environment for women to get together and just have a laugh and, you know, drink what they like.
What about a non-alcoholic cocktail then? What sort of things would you put into that?
So a non-alcoholic cocktail, actually, there's so many options now. I mean, tea is a very good example of what you can do to give a bit of structure to a drink, but there are lots and lots of non-alcoholic distilled spirits available now for those who decide not to drink alcohol. And, you know, you can get them in sort of bitter flavours, you can get them in kind of floral, herbal, citrus flavors. So there's actually a lot more available for those who choose not to drink anymore. And I think also as a host, as a considerate host, it's a nice gesture to those who are coming to your festive gathering to offer them a delicious non-alcoholic drink alongside the punch that you might have made, whether it's a spirited punch or otherwise.
So you put some tea in a glass there. What else are you going to put into my non-alcoholic
coke? Well, would you mind terribly if I add a tiny bit of Angostura bitters?
Is there alcohol in it?
There's a small amount, but I'm adding a drop.
Just a drop.
It's so minuscule, you won't notice it. So we're going to give that a stir.
Lots of ice.
Lots of ice. Nice chilled drink. And then I'm going to also add the same trick as I did with the punch. I'm going to add some of the clementine zest. And then we'll put in a lemon slice as well for that extra citrus freshness. There we go. And you can also add some bitters to this, some non-alcoholic bitters, obviously, if you choose to, if you want to give it a little bit of extra oomph.
Just no Campari. And no whiskey.
No whiskey, no Campari.
Absolutely, no whiskey. You can download any edition of Cook the Perfect by going to the Woman's Hour website at bbc.co.uk/radio4.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.